Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Sermons, where we explore the Word, learn the truth, and grow in grace, 6 minutes at a time. I'm your host, Cameron O'Daniel. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. So the book of Ecclesiastes is in the Old Testament, and it is written by King Solomon. And Solomon was David's son, but Solomon, more than that, was a king who had great wisdom. The story of this goes that God appeared to Solomon in a vision and asked Solomon, I will give you whatever you want, or told Solomon, I will give you whatever you want, you just ask for it. If you want riches, I'll give it to you. If you want power, I'll give it to you. But whatever you ask, I will give it to you. And Solomon thought about it, and he said, Lord, give me wisdom, because I'm leading this nation, and I don't know how to do this. I need wisdom in order to do this. And because Solomon asked for that, God granted him wisdom, but also granted him power and authority and possessions and all of these different things, because he saw that what Solomon asked for was good. So this is the context of the author Solomon and who he is. And Ecclesiastes is considered a wisdom book, or a poetry book of wisdom, a lot like Proverbs. But this has to do more with personal experiences of Solomon. And so chapter 12, what I just read, are the last two verses in the entire book. So what's going on for the whole rest of the book? What's going on for the first 11 chapters? Well, what's going on is that Solomon, in all of his wisdom, is basically attempting to find out the purpose in life. He's attempting to find out, how can I enjoy life? What can I do to enjoy life? And at the very beginning of Ecclesiastes, it's kind of depressing, if you think about it, because he says, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. And when he's talking about vanity, he's meaning that it's worthless. All things are worthless. He talks about self-gratification. He talks about all the things that he did with that. And he says, ultimately, it's worthless. He talks about all the power that he has and the authority that he has over Israel and all the land. And he says, ultimately, that's worthless. He even talks about wisdom and knowledge and how he knows many, many things and how he is able to speak on many issues. And at the end of the day, he even says that that is worthless. In all these different things, he talks about possessions and how those are worthless. He talks about working hard and earning a living and how that's worthless. And so the whole book is basically saying, look, anything that we do in life is worthless. Doesn't really sound like the most encouraging book that you want to read. But the point of the matter is that Solomon is not saying we need to sit here and say, woe is me, there's no point to life, there's no purpose in life. That's not what Solomon is trying to do. Solomon, through his life experience, is basically saying to himself, you know, I've done all these different things and they don't satisfy me. Sexual gratification, it doesn't satisfy me. Having a lot of power doesn't satisfy me. Having these great palaces and building them with gold and silver, that doesn't satisfy me. Working a lot, having wisdom and knowledge, that doesn't satisfy me. None of these things satisfy Solomon. And then, through all of this searching and learning that Solomon has through his whole life, at the very end of the book, he says, the end of the matter, all has been heard. So he has tested everything. The book Ecclesiastes says that he did not withhold anything from his hands. Anything that his heart desired, he went and did it. The end of the matter, all has been heard. And then he says this, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So this is a man who has done everything. He has sought out every possibility of satisfaction and fulfillment in life. And he says, you know what? None of it matters. Fear God and keep his commandments. That is what satisfies. That is what Solomon is saying. But more than that is what satisfies. He ultimately is saying that's the only thing that matters. And the reason he says that's the only thing that matters is because of what he says in verse 14. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. We are going to stand before God one day, and God is not going to ask us, did you have a fun time on earth? Were you satisfied? Were you fulfilled? He's not going to ask us that. There is only going to be one of two destinies for every single person who has ever lived. That is either with God in heaven, or that is in hell experiencing his wrath. There is not another choice. There is not another destination. It's one or the other. And we can't get to heaven by our morality. That's not what Solomon is saying. We only get to heaven through the righteousness that we receive through Jesus Christ. That's the only way we are able to be in relationship with God in heaven. But ultimately, what Solomon is saying is he's making a point in that nothing on the earth or the world will satisfy. Nothing will. There's no reason for it. The only thing that will bring meaning to a person's life is following God. Solomon knows this through personal experience. The wisest man in the world. And this is what he's telling us. Follow God. Fear God. And keep his commandments. So God, I pray that you would instill in our hearts a desire to fear you, to keep your commandments, to submit in humble reverence for who you are and what you say about yourself. Father, we are just humans. You are the creator, all-powerful God of heaven and earth. And we need you, God. I pray that you would help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.